Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 37, Anime Episode 29. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 29?
The title of Episode 29 was Outcome of a Deadly Battle. The spear inside. And we start with, a little bit of a recap. You know, in the last episode, we saw the great battle spear being deployed against Luffy, and Luffy's getting hit by it, but he gets up each time. And Zeff is speaking to Sanji of Luffy's own internal spear, which is his determination. And, Luffy actually, in a flash of light and smoke, he breaks the battle spear, and we discover that he hit it 5 times really fast. So Krieg attacks, but Luffy uses his rubbery arms to yank himself up out of the way and goes up the mast. And now there's a lot of action in this episode. Krieg knocks the mast down. Luffy, who's kind of hanging in the air, he hurls a piece of it at Krieg, but Krieg blows it up with another one of his weapons. One of the guys in the water's like, "How many weapons does that guy have?" But Luffy is not giving up, and so he says, "Gomo gomo no Gataringu," and uses his Gatling gun attack on Krieg, so pummeling with all his fists multiple times. It seems to have no effect, and Krieg is like, "Ah ha ha, nothing you do can hurt me," basically, and smashes him down. But Luffy doesn't seem detracted by that. He's got a little smile on his face. He thinks he's actually getting somewhere, that he's almost there. And but then when he looks around, Krieg is gone. And then he hears Krieg's voice, and Krieg is now atop the mast, and he taunts Luffy, and Luffy uses bazooka to fire himself upward at Krieg, and they smashes into him, and they're both hanging in the air, and Krieg, in that moment, he deploys these little bombs to blow up the wreck beneath them, so that it's just going to be open water beneath them, which, as we understand, is dangerous for Luffy. So, as Luffy is falling, Krieg is falling, and Luffy is falling towards Krieg, and again Luffy deploys his bazooka attack, bum, 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 bum. And this time the armor breaks. Krieg's chest plate breaks, and Krieg is shocked and horrified, and he falls to the sea. But he's not done. He doesn't, he's not used all his tricks. He has a steel net that he shoots and catches Luffy in, and now he's dragging Luffy down with him towards the ocean, and they're falling and falling. It takes a really long time for them to fall. But Luffy is not done either, and Luffy uses this amazing corkscrew move of his, which he calls Sledgehammer. So he twists himself up in a knot and then kind of untwists, which causes Krieg to spin downwards instead of into the ocean, spinning down towards the fin itself. And Gomo Gomo no Sledgehammer smashes Krieg into the deck and appears to truly defeat him, just knock his lights out. And so Luffy, unfortunately, falls into the ocean. Uh-oh. And he sinks. And at this point, Sanji, is alarmed, but not doing anything. And Zeff is like, "Well, the people who eat the devil's fruit, they lose their powers in the water. You might want to go get him." And Sanji's like, "Oh, you old geezer, why didn't you tell me?" And so he rips off his shoes and his coat, and he dives in, and he's swimming down. And it's really, really far down that Luffy is stuck in the net. And Sanji searches for Luffy and, gets lower and lower in the water. He gets his own flashbacks, thinking back to, you know, the things that he's witnessed of Luffy knocking out Krieg, or Zoro bravely facing Mihawk and not withdrawing. And, you know, it's, again, their own spears of determination. And so that seems to give Sanji the strength to save Luffy and swim with him to the surface, drag him back up to the surface. Meanwhile, we get Gin, who is not dead yet, although he keeps saying, I might die in the next couple hours from the poison gas. But he is beside himself. He is crying many tears. He cannot believe that Krieg was defeated, this person that he so admired. And Krieg wakes up, and he's freaking out. He's completely delirious and just shouting about, no, I can never be beaten. I must always win. But he's like, his eyes are rolled back in his head, and he's got blood streaming down his face. And all his men are like trying to calm him down and grabbing onto him. And he's like throwing him and smashing him. And he's just like a lunatic. And then, but then Gin is the one who steps up and boom, delivers this terrific gut punch to Krieg, and Krieg collapses onto Gein's shoulder. So Gein's standing there holding the unconscious Krieg, and that's when Gin says, you know, that it's time for them to withdraw, that they're going to, you know, leave and try to recover and start over as pirates. And so they're trying to figure out how they're going to leave because their ship is destroyed. And Sanji says, oh, well, go give them the ship that we use for grocery shopping. And, of course, Patty and Carne are like, what? No, I need that. I need that for grocery shopping. He's like, well, you just do it. So they get out this little bitty ship, and they pile the pirates so high that I'm like, yeah, they're all going to die. That is not going to work. They're going to eat each other or something. But nonetheless, Gin seems to be satisfied with that, and ships out with all of those pirates piled up into that boat. And then we cut to, in our conclusion, we find Nami on the Going Merry. And she is at the helm and at the front of the ship, and she is thinking fondly of the friends that she betrayed. And she wonders if they'll ever let her, you know, rejoin them, but doesn't think that she'll have the chance. And tears well in her eyes as she says to herself, I want to be free. And then she says the name, Bellemere-san, which is new. We don't know who that is yet. To be continued.
Who is Sanji?
This is Sanji, the head cook for the Bharati restaurant. And here we see the things that are the same about Sanji are that he is blonde. He has sort of a unique eyebrow sweep showing. One eye is usually covered by hair. He wears a suit and tie, but at this moment in our story, he's had to remove the suit jacket and his shoes because he just got done swimming in the ocean and saving Luffy's life. And you can see he's very dirty from the battling that he's been doing on the deck of the Bharati. At this moment, Sanji has a newfound respect for Monkey D. Luffy, that he had a lot of contempt for him when they first met. And now he has seen a glimpse of what a hero Luffy is, and a glimpse of the depth of the strength of Luffy's determination, and there is some admiration for that.
Who is Don Krieg?
Here we see Don Krieg, the head of the Krieg Pirates, after he has been bested by Monkey D. Luffy. His shoulders and chest armor is now gone, destroyed by Luffy. And his face is all beaten up. He's missing a tooth, it might be. He's got a lot of blood running down his face. His eyes have rolled back in his head. He's basically lost his mind at this point. because he has been beaten so badly by Luffy. This is a very different side of Don Krieg than we've ever seen. Up to this point, he has always been supremely in control, incredibly confident, overly confident perhaps, and certain that he can never be beaten. And now his mind is reeling with the reality that he has been bested. He cannot accept that. And so he is shouting, "No, I can never be beaten. I will always win."
Who is Gein?
This is Gein, battle fleet commander for the Krieg Pirates. He currently has Don Krieg himself on his right shoulder because he has just punched the crazed Don Krieg in the gut to render him unconscious. Typically, Gein wears a gray sweater with serpents on it and a gray hoodie, striped hoodie. But at this point, he has removed those things. You see him in a green and red t-shirt. He has short cropped black hair. He's bleeding from the mouth and nose because he was gassed by the MH5 poison gas bomb. He's speculating that he may actually die in the next few hours. He's not sure. But until then, he intends to withdraw with Don Krieg. We see that in the end, Gein is, though he is a pirate at heart, though he, you know, is essentially a criminal, he also seems to have a code of honor. Even a code of honor that is more powerful than that of his boss, Don Krieg. And so he is going to take Don Krieg away with the other pirates and regroup, and if he lives, that is.
What was the setting in this episode?
Episode 29 ranged from the broken decks and wreckage of Don Krieg's pirate ship to the broken fin of the Barati restaurant, and also to the wreckage beneath the waves, to the depths of the ocean below the wrecks, where Luffy sinks and Sanji must swim down to save him. The conclusion of the episode takes place aboard the deck of the Going Merry.
What were the special moves for this episode?
Luffy deployed several of his signature moves, including Gataringu, or Gatling Gun. Also, Gomogomo no Sledgehammer, which is what actually defeated Krieg. And also, Luffy used Gomogomo no Bazooka to fire himself at Krieg and also to destroy Krieg's armor. Also, Gomogomo no Pistoru.
Very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
I'm very glad to see Krieg defeated at last, and those pirates leaving alone our heroes. But I also want to know, who is this mystery person, Bellemere?
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 29. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!